Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it, what we call it,
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say, the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go, before I let you go. Can I get a kiss? I've gotta have one kiss goodnight.
shit right here, y'all.
Hold you.
Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day.
Hold
yeah.
You.
Huh. Just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch a faith. Tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see it through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page. What can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the team because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
As I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel, as long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE. Like Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe.
Play your guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.
Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you
and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
Working hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I wanted, when I asked you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your coupling. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire. See you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Put your durag on. Want a foot rub. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you.
Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I'll keep the tight to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed in the hottest outfit. When you come home, they pat me on my shoulder. I roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you need. Give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you.
Me.
love ain't as
bad. Will you have someone who really loves you?
So we offer you, well, we offer you our lives. What are you bringing to the table?
See, everybody want to rise to the top these days.
Top these days.
A lot of people might come and try to take your place.
Take your
oh,
place.
You know that all you got to do is keep rising,
rising.
Don't look back and keep shining, shining. I had a little trouble, I had a little pain.
Now make it rain, make it rain,
now
make it rain.
Every nigga watching me closely. He best know how I'm rolling before he approach me. These bitches know they can't easily provoke me. In any case, it's toast me. In arms reach to the range of poetry. Don't sleep, you'll never catch up. Slipping on nothing, I'm spitting on. Flow longer than Scottie Pippin on. Terms I'm dipping on, nothing under 250. I'm flipping songs like the spirit of Escobar with me. I gotta take this game once before they forget me. But I'll reign swift and lane shift. Doing a fuck 60, fuck with me. Instead of living, I'ma do my bit until they come get me. I rise even on empty steel bills. They'll never bend me on. God can lend me for my time, so I'm quick to high hours waiting for me, y'all, and run with mine. Got ones and fives all day, and it ain't from rapping. Mind driven, this is how I'm living. I'm back scrapping, God.
Rain on me.
As I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel, as long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX, I'm his EVE. Like Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And I just want to thank you all for hanging in there with me with the technical difficulties, the dead silence that we had. But, in the words of what I normally say, the show must go on. One monkey ain't going to stop no show. This show going to keep right on rolling. And we're going to have a good time tonight. And I'm going to make up, you know, do my best to make up for the time that we lost. But it's all good because we're still going to have a good time. And you already know I ain't no quitter. So I got to do what I got to do. And we here to have a good time. Whatever it is, if you had a horrible day today, we're going to turn that frown into a smile if you allow me. And allow yourself to turn your smile, that frown into a smile. If you had a great day, spread that love. Somebody might need that smile. It could be your song, it could be your poems, it could be your comedy, it could be a short story, whatever it is. And it could be your business that could help somebody else. So I believe we all connected and we can all help one another if we just open up and share. But for right now, I want y'all to kick back, take your shoes off, let's chill, let's have a good time, one of those funky good times. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the open mic line for anybody who wants to spit. I also give a shout out. You know what I'm saying? For anybody who's on the line, pay homage to you and thank you for calling in. So, and also, if you have something going on in your community or you got a business that you want to share with us so we can support you, please feel free to do so. And before I open the shout-out lines, I want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening in the Bahamas, 242 in the building. They've been rocking with us for 4.5 years now. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the support. Big shout-out to the Boom Boom Room. Big shout out to JD and that whole crew. And everybody who's listening via web, we got people who listen in Norway, London, Paris. I like to give shout outs. I see you 100% of the United States listening from somewhere, even if it's just one person in that particular state. I thank God that we maxed out with the United States and we have people listening and we continue to grow. So please continue to spread the word. If you want to call in and get on the mic, the only way I can see you, you have to call in to 323-642-1532. Again, that's 323-642-1532. So, without further ado, we're gonna keep the show rolling. And I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, Chyna, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. Loving this cool weather. It finally cooled down.
That's what's up.
How's your week going?
Everything's going great. I mean, I can only tell you that I'm blessed and highly favored. It's been awesome. Feel good to be. It feels very good to be 40, and counting.
That's awesome.
I've been smiling ear to ear for a minute now, and I'm just. It's so good, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's good.
Just,
that's good.
I know, right?
In the infamous words, let me find out.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing. I love it when the plan comes together.
You better
that's
say
right.
that. You better. Yes. What you got for us tonight, girl?
Okay, this one is called Breaking News.
Oh.
And it's a small one, very short, to the point. And it says, your destiny is never tied to anyone that left. Everyone is equipped to go where God is taking you. Oh, everyone isn't equipped to go where God is taking you. Pull over. Let them off at their stop and make that seat available for someone who is willing to ride for you instead of those who are just willing to ride free. To get who want a free ride courtesy of you. That's it.
Wow. That is crazy because it's in tune with what I've been talking about today about people pleasing.
You said people doing that what?
No, I said that is in tune with what I've been talking about today. Like you're actually in tune with what I've been talking about today about people pleasing, you know, and finding boundaries and find a balance, you know,
mm-hmm.
with that. So that, and then that wake up call. I love how you the title, like breaking news, because that is a huge wake up call.
Exactly. Because, you know, some people aren't meant to go where God is intending you for them to go. And I had to learn that the hard way, and I see it up close and personal for myself. And, you know, they're going to hate on you and, you know, try to belittle you. But, you know, I tell my kids this all the time. Don't, you know, worry about what people say about you. They talked about Jesus Christ, and look what he did. He turned around and died for all our sins. So let him talk.
I just said it today. That we had to go talk with God. So all you can do is be you. And you will know. Yeah, like, I just believe, just to add to what you just said, like, especially for our children and for ourselves, like, the vessels, because I really believe there are vessels that are meant to be linked to you, to be connected to you, to be in your life. You know, there are branches, there are leaves. There are leaves that are meant to leave, because leaves fall off a tree. You know, but there are also
branches,
vessels
roots.
That actually... Yes, but there are vessels that are attached to the roots that stick with you. You know, everybody don't have staying power. Like, you might not have staying power in a certain person, like in certain people's life, and vice versa. They might not have staying power in your life. But just knowing where you fit, you know, but I believe not trying to force yourself to fit somewhere you don't belong.
Exactly. Girl, I call it sap. You know how they have sap on a tree?
Oh, yes.
And that sap is hard to get rid of and hard to, you know, get out your clothes. And I figure this, if I meet up with a person, they like that sap, it's meant for them to be in my life because, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, force nobody to stay. I'm not going to, you know, beg nobody to stay. And it's just like, you know, sap is hard to come out. So if that sap is there and it's sticky and it won't, you know, it won't go away, then, I mean, hey, it's meant for that sap to be there.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. Because that's when you know it's not a what is that thing I talk to you guys about all the time? I say that it's my pet peeve, like a sense of, like, you don't want anybody forced to be in your life or a settling to be in your life. You know, or obligation, like that sense of obligation or toleration. I know we all have toleration, you know, because we tolerate different things in our life. You know, sometimes you tolerate the boss that pisses you off at work, you know, saying your kid's attitude. We tolerate a lot of different things, but that sense of obligation.
Oh, you good, because I try not to tolerate that.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? They do those things. I ain't saying that I tolerate it, but I'm just saying, you know, they do that and it piss you off. But I'm just saying the toleration is you ain't killed that child. Like, they still in your life. So you tolerated that, even though you reprimanded it, they're still in your life. You didn't kick your kid out because of the attitude. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Indeed. I got you.
That's it. That's it. Now, the other one that I'm going to do later on is called Reserve Seating.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. I can't wait to hear that. Yes, I can't wait to hear that one.
Reserve
Will you please
seating.
Stay on the line? Stay on the line.
Okay.
And I'll be bringing you back.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That was Miss Nikki all the way in L.A. Appreciate the love and support. And we also got another caller on the line. We got what's up? We got Corey on the line. Just want to give a big shout out. Thank you for calling in. Can you hear me?
Sure.
All right. Just giving you a shout out. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so we got Miss Angel. What's up, Angel?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing awesome. Hello.
So how you liking the show?
It's good. I've been grooving, you know, and also writing. I was trying to figure out what I would perform or whatever, and I was going to sing a song, but I wrote something in the
All right.
So here it goes. Stuck in my era, trying to right all my wrongs. Full of emotion, you sometimes take control of me. But deep down in my heart, I know that God's love will never leave me alone. So I'll do my best to stay strong and don't lose hope, 'cause we won't make to be alone. So I'll keep on praying, investing. I'll keep on praying, investing. I'll keep on praying, investing in your love, your everlasting love. That's it.
Wow, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that. I can't wait for you to start sending some tracks, lady.
Yeah, I'm. It just came here, or whatever. I probably would like change it, you know, but tweak certain parts. So I messed up a little bit, but I love it, and yeah, that was it.
But that was beautiful. Please stay on the line. Would love to have you online again.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
The sooner you give, sooner you'll get. So don't start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. Probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust mistaken for love, and guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove, and an angry shove into a violent push, and that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look, giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
What up? Yo, China, what up? A
saying it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, Shana.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout-out to my big homie, Cartier Jesus, for that awesome intro. That's actually on my first album called Pieces of Me, and it's my intro here for the Lyrical Cypher. We've been doing this thing 4.5 years, every single week, loving it, loving you guys. Also, got to pay homage what homage is due. Big shout out to Tootie and Corey and the building. We appreciate your support. We appreciate the Boom Boom Room. Big shout out to everybody who's listening all over Kinston, K-Town, in the building. I got to pay homage what homage is due. That's where I'm from. So hope you guys are having a good time. And we got more artists on the line. So we're going to go ahead and get it in. I am ready. I cannot wait. And also, if you want to get on the mic, feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that's 323-642-1532. And for everybody who's listening via tablet, your phone, and you're listening online, I can't see you. So if you wanted to get on the mic, I can't see you, so you got to call that number. And again, that's 323-642-1532. And without further ado, we're about to go ahead and just get it in. So I got Miss Angel on the line, and I know she's going to bless us with something amazing. So let's just do your thing, boo boo. How you doing, lady?
Hi.
Hi.
We're doing good.
Oh, yes.
I'm doing awesome. I want to do one of the ones, a song by a Christian artist called, her name is Jamie Grace, and it's like, and surprisingly, it's one of the first ones I did when I first called the show.
Oh, that's what's up. Let's do it.
Okay, it's called The Waiting. What will it look like? What will it be like when the world turns out like you planned? When will I get there? It feels like I'm nowhere. My dreams are like dust in my hands. But I know this is the waiting. I anxiously wait. My hold on to love that will never let go. Here in these times when my patience is tested, won't you remind me that I'm not alone? Here is the waiting, the waiting, the waiting. Mm-hmm. And I know this is the waiting.
That is it all.
That was beautiful, lady. I want you to keep doing what you're doing, man. I can't wait for you to sing again. I'm going to put you to work tonight, girl.
Thank you.
Anytime. All right, everybody, that was Miss Angel in the building. And we got Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Oh, goodness. I'm sitting up here trying to fix this phone, and I'm having technical difficulties.
I got you. Well, we're most definitely patient for you, with you.
Okay, this one is called Seating Chart of Life. Here goes. You have to be careful where you sit the people in the audience of your life. Some are meant to sit in reserve seating, right in the front row. Some are meant to be moved to the balcony, and some are and some you may need to have escorted right out the building. It's your job as the director to make the correct seating arrangement, because the ones you sit closest to you could be the very ones cheering for you to fail. That's it.
All right, all right, all right. That's actually true, though.
Very true. Very true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. And you keep saying that truth, lady. And be ready for the next round.
Okay.
I had to get my face back. I had to speed up the round a little bit because I was like, you know what? I did have a little dead silence, but it's all good. I'm going to get my face back. I'm going to keep this thing rolling.
Girl, you good. You good.
I might have to spit that piece to my sandwich, you know what I'm saying, that fried bologna cheese sandwich, you know.
With a little mustard and the hole in the middle.
Yes, it's a mayo. No hole in the middle, though. I want a hole, you know what I'm saying.
You want a whole thing. Okay, that's right.
I want the whole thing, not just a little bit.
That's right. Okay.
With mayo and mustard. Mm-hmm. I thought I needed to get my life. I get your life.
Right.
I'm working on it, y'all. I'll pray my strength in the Lord.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Amen,
so,
amen.
Yeah. The fat girl got to die.
Oopsie. Have a fat girl issue.
Yes. All right, but let me, moving on.
Right.
All right, everybody. That was Ms. Nikki in the building inside a little fried bologna cheese joke. But I will tell you about it later. But I got another call on the line. Big shout out. So we got Miss Beverly in the building. What's up? What's up, Beverly? Can you hear me? Beverly? Not sure if you can hear me. Hi, Beverly.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for calling in tonight.
For sure.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am. So far, it's great.
That's what's up. Are you going to sing tonight?
Yes.
All right. Go handle your business. The floor is yours, lady. I'm going on.
Okay. The song called Make Me Over by Tone. You know my other side, I can no longer hide. Let you down so many times, sin freshly crucified. Saw that I had a plan. I had it all figured out. But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I put you out. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Make me over again. Time after time I failed you. Pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus, heal my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you, just take it out. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just want to please you. Wash me and make me whole. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Lord, make me over. Make me over again. Lord, make me over again.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Girl, you better keep doing what you're doing. And I can't wait for you to send some tracks in so we can keep you in the rotation too.
Okay, I'll have that in the works.
That's what's up. Well, I'll tell everybody, I'll tell you too, but it's Lyrical Cypher. Lyrical Cypher Radio Show at Gmail. You send those to me, and that gives me permission. You give me permission to play the tracks, and you can send me your tracks. Some people send me cover tracks. Some people send me just their tracks. So whatever you send, we'll make sure we put it up there. And please stay on the line so we can put you back on for another round.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That was Beverly. Amazing voice, angelic voice. And that, I don't know about y'all, but that song gave me the chills. So I'm actually going to slide into this right here if you guys are feeling what I was feeling. Let's get it.
What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday, he gave him a ride. And this week, he got a dollar. The next, he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher
had supply all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the real had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The real said, son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. And the fiend said, man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, Reb, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no. But to my God, that is nothing. So the fiend said, well, looky here, let me show you something. He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth and he hit it hard just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, he had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
I woke up one morning and I felt a change had come over me. Blind to the naked eye, yet visible that I could see. My heart, my mind, my soul somehow felt like butterflies flying free. And I thought, how could this be when I have a man that loves me and wants to marry me? Question after question as I conversate with myself, what do I do? How can I fix this? The answer was right there, but often dismissed. Sometimes overlooked. And I have to admit, love is not a walk in the park or an open fairy tale storybook. It takes time to nurture and grow. So why is it that at times I feel so very low? Is it because I didn't get the reaction that I was looking for? Loving a woman like me is easy. It's not hard at all. For me, it's the little things, like good morning, good night texts, and them late night phone calls. But always keep in mind, loving the right person at the right time, with some compassion, a compliment, and some sextasy, those are all the right keys to unlock the heart to get us to our destiny. Keep doing what it took to get your baby hooked. Butterflies are free, but that's not where I want my heart to be. I want those butterflies you once gave to me.
Everybody, this is your girl Chana with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. We're actually about to go ahead and close out the rest of the night with this very last round of open mic. So whatever you feel in your heart, if you want to spit, you want to sing, you know, feel free to do that. We'd love to have you on the line. And this next caller I want to call up, y'all, Miss Angel on the line. How you doing, lady?
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, all right, all right.
Well,
what you got for us,
A poem that I just found, and I was in the midst of writing it over and retouching, but I'm just going to read the old one. All
right.
So hope you guys like it. Here it is. I didn't really have a name for it either. I just found the girl in my pile of
that's fine.
Things, but here we go. Come with me, feel the breeze. A mirage, you may think it looks to be, but this is destiny. Reality being birthed from my imagination and dreams. Fascinating, isn't it?
maybe even hard to receive. Or maybe even hard to receive because some just don't want to believe. Failing wasn't always my goal, but that was the only thing I successfully achieved in. But with grace, appreciation, and keeping the faith, I take it to heart. Just dust off my shoulders from top to bottom. The shame, guilt of being enough, being not enough, and the fears and thoughts that may have gotten me there in the first place. All is well. I put both feet back on the ground and start again. Wisdom gained, lesson learned, that bridge has burned. Now is what matters. So I'm going to live in it passionately and to the fullest. So come along with me. Feel the breeze. A mirage it may seem, but no, this is actually my reality. That's all.
That was beautiful and very transparent.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I just found this girl. This is old.
But it actually, like, even though you write old pieces, like, you have universal pieces. A lot of people don't, like, there are universal songs, there are universal pieces, there are universal artists. And that piece to me was universal because it applies today. Like, that's something you can use for today. You know, even though it's old to you, but it can be useful to somebody else. Yeah, look at Luther. How many songs Luther Vandross got? And people sing to this day. And they're old songs, but they have the same meaning today that they had when he wrote it. And they were
true
songs.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So keep doing what you're doing, and I hope you feel inspired to send us some poems. LyricalCypherRadioShow@gmail.com. And I'm sending some songs too. I'm proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Oh, you're welcome. All right, before I slide into the next round, like to the rest of the round for the closeout for the show, I always try to drop jewels, inspirational jewels, nuggets, just something to think about. Like I said, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But as I go and I grow, I try my best to give back to you. And what's touching my mind and my spirit right now is healing through the arts, right? Allowing yourself to heal through the arts, you know, whether it's writing, expressing those feelings, letting those things out. It would be writing, whether you're drawing, whether you're singing, whether you're doing comedy, whether you just need somebody to talk to, like, or you just need to go see somebody do some art or whatever. But art is amazing to me because you actually it's calming if you allow yourself to be calm, you know. But there's so many forms of art. It's not just what we do. There are so many forms. There's martial arts. There's yoga. There's all these different forms of art that you can utilize, you know. And the art also, the metaphoric art of making you happy, the art of having peace of mind. There are so many arts of that you can utilize for you because we're all different. Like, I love nature, so the art of nature for me is amazing. It brings me peace of mind. And to me, peace of mind is an art. It's an art form for me. You know, because it's something I look forward to daily. So, like I say, you only know your metaphor of what art means to you. It could be your carpenter. It could be whatever that's your art of, meaning that's your gift. So that art of is your gift. That's that metaphoric jism, I would say, which will be your gift. So tapping into that gift, which brings you peace of mind, because it's something that you love and can't anybody take it away from you because it was given to you by the man above. So hopefully that helps somebody today, tonight, I don't know. But stay encouraged. Keep pushing, keep praying. Everybody won't believe in you, but you believe in you. And if nobody else believes in you, I believe in you. And I'm not saying this being cliche. I know what it's like not to have support. I know what it's like for people not to believe in you. And I just said this earlier. I realize this is something that just hit me. Your non-believers are your non-dreamers. So a non-believer can't fathom a conversation with a dreamer. Because the dreamer is a believer. They believe it. They speak it. They believe it. Receive it, whether it's happening or not. Those are affirmations. You speak affirmations of your life, even if it's not happening now. If you're having a hard day today, speak something positive over your life and until it comes to pass. And then guess what? Keep doing it. So speak those things over your life so you can see you have a better life. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slide in to Miss Beverly. What's up? What's up, Beverly?
Hey.
Hey. So what did you think about what I just said?
I mean, it's definitely something that I can identify with and agree with, because, you know, in different moments, whether they were positive or negative emotions, I've definitely either enjoyed other people's art or created my own, you know,
mm-hmm.
as consolation. And even, you know, connecting with other artists can be something that, even in dark times, is inspiring and uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You never really know.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you sharing that most definitely, and thank you for giving your feedback. I kind of asked different artists for their feedback, so appreciate you doing that. And I don't know what you have in your heart to do, but what's your closeout piece for tonight? You can just go ahead and do your thing.
Okay. This is a poem I wrote recently called For Those Who Wander and May Be Lost. Why is it so easy to become a shadow of who you're meant to be, to lose your way and assume a false identity? Jesus, you're the image I should be reflecting, but I'm not. I fall into denial, accusations that still haunt my thoughts of all the bad choices, disasters I've wrought. Alone and in secret, I wrestle these burdens. I keep myself silent, smile, and draw the curtains on everything you shouldn't see. But I wish to show you, you see, it's not me. These deeds are not me. These sins are not me. These weights are not my true identity. Help me escape this dark tunnel I've cycled in so long, pulling me out from the ashes of all I've done wrong. The blood is not a failure, no fault in the cross. But I've made my weakness and past issues my boss. Those who now know freedom, please stretch out your hand and pick up your sister. Walk with me and stand by my side as I struggle to make my way back to the first of my loves who holds all that I lack. Oh, please, Jesus, forgive me for choosing this chain, ignoring your presence, glorifying the pain that I brought on myself, though you paid the cost, so I can be free and escape being lost. May your word be the mirror that changes what's in me so that I can finally walk in true kingdom identity. And that one,
wow.
Just I felt like, you know, a lot of times we fall off and sometimes we don't, you know, go back to where, you know,
right.
make our way back to where we're supposed to be because of the guilt that we're feeling or
exactly.
just kind of isolating ourselves, you know, to
mm-hmm.
try to, like, hide from what's been going on, but you know
exactly.
That's why I wrote that. So.
It makes a lot of sense because that does happen, and then you fall into those, like you said, the dark times and the depression, and not wanting to deal with what's happening. So you know you hide from the truth. Most definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Well, you keep doing what you're doing. That was a powerful piece. I would love to have you again. Oh, yes.
For sure.
Please come back. All right, everybody. That was Beverly. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And for anybody who is listening all over, you want to check these artists out, I'll give them an opportunity to let you know how you can connect with them. As a matter of fact, let me do that right now. Angel, for anybody who would like to book you, what would you like to let them know as far as booking you?
You said as far as listening?
Booking you, like, you know, someone may want to book you for a gig that happens here when we're on the radio. So you can let them know, like, your Facebook name if you want to, just how they can link up with you.
Okay, yeah, my Facebook name is Angel Hannibald, H-A-N-N-I-B-A-L-D. And that's
pretty much it. You can hit me up on Messenger anytime. I'll be up there to respond. And I would leave a number. You think I should leave a number? I don't think so. It's the radio.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to do it right now, but it's up to you.
Okay. Well, and if you just want to get in touch personally, my phone number is 252-268-0214. I'll say it again, 252-268-0214. And I'm open to do weddings and things, get-togethers, things like that for whoever may need it. And,
All right. That's what's up, everybody. That was Miss Angel Hannibal. And also, Beverly, give her a chance. Just in case anybody wants to book you, lady, would you like to give a shout-out and let everybody know how they can link up with you?
Okay. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, as Beverly Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. My number is 252-286-4664. My email should be on my Facebook page as well. And I also have a YouTube page. So you can hit me up there. And I'm up to do events and things like that. And thank you for considering.
Anytime. Thank you. All right, everybody. And we got, last but not least, Miss Nikki.
Hello.
And how you doing? I do want to say this to you, and I'm asking you to close out the show. But before I say anything, I do want to let you know that a lot of people love your tracks. They like listening to you. So you have an awesome voice. And I wanted to know if you could please let them know how they can link up with you to book you for an event.
Okay. My name is Nikki Thomas. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. My email address is on my Facebook. And you can inbox me, email me. You can call me. My phone number is 661-583-2695. Again, the number is 661-583-2695. And I thank everyone for, you know, just inspiring me to keep writing.
I'm definitely proud of you. And I'm
going to
keep doing what you're doing. And you gotta shut us down with like a hot 16 or something.
Okay. Well, this one is called Pay Into You, and it kind of coincides with what I've been talking about all night, about, you know, dealing with certain people, certain things, certain situations, and oftentimes we forget about ourselves. So this one is strictly for self. Pay into you. My new motto is pay yourself first. So many of us work every day for everyone else but us. We work 40 hours a week, 160 hours a month for the bill collector, the landlord, the mortgage company, the finance company, our kids, our mates. We work hard for everyone but us, even in emotional sense. We give our joy, happiness, peace freely to everyone, and then we're confused, upset, and hurt when our joy tank is left on E. Make a direct deposit into the bank of you and let your self-wealth build up. You are your biggest asset financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Pay yourself first. Stay encouraged, everyone. Have a good night. We'll see you next Tuesday. That's it.
That was dope. And all I kept thinking about was, Nikki, stop cheating on her. Oh, my God.
That's right.
I know that's right.
That was hot. For anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, please listen to the song by Quabs. That's K-W-A-A-B-S. Please check that out. Dude is phenomenal. The name of the song is called Cheating on Me. And I love what you said, because you do need to pay yourself, and we forget about ourselves, especially when we spend a lot of time in our lives people pleasing, making sure everybody else is good, and we're not good.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I have been one of those. I am one of those, and I am learning to pay myself. So I appreciate that piece. I need you to pin that joint.
Mhm.
You know, so I can be able to look at it whenever I, you know, because sometimes you actually tap right back into those learned behaviors, but when you're making changes, you know, so I can get better, sometimes I need a reminder.
Right. Right.
Yes.
And it's a process going through that progress.
Oh, you better say that.
Mhm.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Don't know what to do with myself. I feel like Lord Jesus, like my kid just went off to college. I'm like Hercules. I'm so happy.
Okay. She said Hercules.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, yeah, green on my hot mess. But
I see my growth. I do. I see my growth from just say 2.5 years ago when I first got on the show.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, that's my dog barking at the neighbors.
Okay. All right. Are you fine?
Yeah, but
no, I do
notice it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm proud of myself.
Amen.
Because I wouldn't have been in this situation and in this mind space, head space,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2.5 years ago.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm
very proud of you, and I look at how I really believe in being open. Because if your cup is full, and you're full with your own thoughts, and that includes me, includes anybody, like if you're full with your own thoughts, nothing and no change, no growth can come in. Nothing can seep in. Like no other thoughts outside yourself, none of that. You're consumed with you. And the fact that you are open enough to see something outside yourself, that's how you grow. Like, I'm
I have to
be
step
learning.
Outside that box.
You better say that.
Yeah, I have to step outside that box.
And people like you, I just want to pay tribute, like just give tribute to you. People like you motivate me to keep doing what I'm doing, because this is my plan, this is my goal, this is my dream, this is like this means something to me. Even though I invest every single month in this and in Illusions, and I don't get paid for this. You know,
right.
I do this for us.
Although
so you have
should.
An outlet. Yeah, I mean, and if it's God's will, I would love that. You know, like, it'd be cool. Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
But I haven't been doing this all these years. Like, even though you have people that come, might not come, this and third of may support, may not support, I do it for those who need it. And
right.
Then if one day you guys show me you don't need it no more, I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
But like I say, you got just keep doing what you're doing, lady. I love your growth. I see you growing. Even your conversation is different. You know. So, anytime. And look, I see I've grown too. I've grown a lot. You know, and I've seen the shy girl evolve into an open girl. You know, which I've been very, very long time. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't know that. They're like, shy, China shy. I'm like, man. And I'm still reserved. You know, like, I kick it with who I kick it with. I'm still reserved. But a lot of people think, like, oh, my God, she's talking, you know.
Right.
They need me forever. Yeah, but it's all good.
It's like it's a poem that I'm working on. It's called Every Flower That Grows. And it's actually, when I was in high school, my school choir and myself did a track, and it's called Every Flower That Grows, and it's about growth. And I've been out of school 30 plus years, but I still remember some of the lyrics to the song. And I did put it in my poem, but like I said, I'm working on it. And it's called, like I said, Every Flower That Grows. And I look at myself and you two as being like rosebuds.
Oh,
and certain seasons, around that time of year, you have to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called the growth journey. So that's what I'm on right now, a growth journey.
Me too. And I receive that too. It gets better with time.
Oh, yeah. I have to be. You know.
Indeed. Well, Letty, you most definitely, I appreciate the support and the love that you give, and I thank you for closing out the show. And everybody, this is Nikki. Oh, anytime. Appreciate that lovely closeout. Hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I appreciate everybody who took time out to listen. It means a lot to have you. And please tell your friends about the show. This is your time. This is another open mic that you get a chance to do every single week. Can't see you, but we can hear you. And you never know. Like, somebody might need to hear that. You don't know what, like, I utilize what Beverly said about those dark times. In those dark times, somebody needs to hear that. You know? And another thing, too, we have a lot of learned behaviors that are toxic. I do want to say that, and I just got the chill saying that. But we have a lot of learned behaviors that are toxic that need to be unlearned, but it takes time, and taking time requires patience. And remember, patience comes with long suffering, but guess what? It's going to be worth it, because that's when you are in that cocoon. That's when you are in that place of transforming into that beautiful butterfly that you all are, whether male or female. Just keep evolving. Keep allowing yourself to evolve. Do your best not to shut yourself out from the world. And I'm going to leave it like that. You guys keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. I love you guys. I see you every Tuesday night. I'm here at 9 o'clock. And the next Illusion show featuring RL, the Gifted One, is September 29th. That's Saturday, September 29th at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina, 28501. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30 to 11 p.m. The show's $10. For open mic talent, it's only $8. We will have refreshments. We'll have a good time. So I'd love to have you guys in the building, and that flyer will be out soon. So you guys, be blessed. I'll see you next week.